My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's only wind-chilled podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up?
So chilly.
It's so fucking cold.
I saw this really great picture. It's like, here comes the pictures of everyone's dashboards on their car. Like,
yeah. Well, I don't have one of those.
Yeah, me neither. I use my phone as my temperature gauge.
Yeah, it's... I'm trying my best not to go anywhere, and really, I don't have to go anywhere.
That's nice.
Although I'm running low on Diet Pepsi, so.
Oh no.
Yeah, I've got an issue.
Last night I got out of work at like 11, but thankfully I ran outside really quick, started my car, and then ran back in and did some like last minute stuff.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
By the time it was nice, but when it first tried to start, that car was like, "Meh,
that's
stop it."
That's roughly what time I left Stefan's house last night.
It was 11. Cold.
Yeah, it was fucking cold. Super cold. Luckily, I didn't have to take Tyler home, so I could just go straight to my house.
Nice.
Down the street to my house.
Get all snuggled.
Snuggle up, yeah.
It's cool.
I've got like five blankets on my bed.
I have one like super comforter now.
Yeah,
I got it for Christmas like 2 years ago, but yeah, it's the winter comforter.
Yeah, I was basically like, I had the blanket like over my head, and I was like playing on my tablet. I was like, this is nice and warm.
My cocoon.
I got a Google Nexus 7, the 2012 version this week, and I had a hell of a time when I got it out of the box.
Because not Apple. Go on.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's got its own issues.
Well, apparently this has a big issue where, like, apparently you don't let the thing go to zero on the charge.
Oh, the battery? Really?
Yeah. Don't let it go to zero. Or else the screen will scramble and get all pixelated and shit.
Oh.
So, like, mine came uncharged. Like, it was at zero.
Okay.
And I plugged into the wall and gave it a few minutes, and then I sat down and was trying to, you know, just set things up and download some apps. And all of a sudden, the screen starts scrambling and stuff.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Where'd you get it from?
I got it off Amazon. It came from Tech Giant.
Nice.
So I had that issue, and, like, I had to hard reset it and power off the device from the, I don't know what it's called, but like the Android boot screen.
Oh, okay.
You know, you go to it and it has the Android that's like opened up. And
gotcha.
Power it off and then unplug and replug the the charger. And then finally it was charging.
Oh, that's good.
But so I let it charge and I worked out for like an hour and I showered and then I ate and then I cleaned. So like it was good. 2.5-3 hours that I let the thing charge, and it went from 0 to 8%. I was like, what? So, like, I look it up, and apparently it has a problem with the battery not being plugged in all the way.
In the inside the tablet?
Yeah. So I pop open the back.
Can
with
you do that?
Yeah, with this thing.
Oh, hey.
Which kind of looks like a guitar pick. Pop open the back is actually really easy. Mm-hmm. Battery wasn't plugged in all the way.
Oh, my God.
So I plug it in, and I put a couple of adhesive strips down to keep it in place.
That's a good idea.
After that, it charged from like 8% to 100% in like an hour and a half.
Nice.
It didn't take very long to charge at all. And it held the charge a long time.
Really? That's
yeah.
good.
Uh-huh.
That's a shitty problem.
Yeah. So once I got those worked out, I knew this problem in advance. It's not really a problem. It's just kind of a quirk with the thing. You can only view it in portrait mode on the home screen.
Really?
But there's an app that you can just switch it to landscape.
That's random.
Yeah. So I got that app. After all that, it's a very awesome tablet.
Is it fast?
Yeah, it's pretty fast. The reason I got the 2012 version was like 66% off on Amazon.
Oh, nice.
I got it for like $150.
Oh, that's good. What size?
Storage size?
Yeah.
Or size of the tablet?
Storage size.
16 gig.
Nice.
Right. Yeah. I almost got a Kindle Fire. But it was 8 gig. It was roughly the same price. And Kindle Fire has advertisements on its lock screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no.
No.
Plus, I like the Android interface better.
I think if I were to ever get a tablet in the future, it'd probably just be an iPad, just because I have an iPhone. I imagine if I had an Android, I would probably get like a Google Nexus or something. But
I am logged into the podcast account, so you know, if you ever have an Android phone, you can buy things with my credit card.
All right.
Because I even have it set up to where I don't even have to like authorize it. I just hit pay. You know?
Oh, my God. You're playing Dangerous.
Well, you're the only other one with access to the podcast account. I hope.
Yeah. It was part of Target. God damn it.
We got our $50 coupons on eBay. That was pretty fucking sweet for Heroescape.
Is that what you needed me for?
Yeah, but I got Camilla to fill in your role.
That's good.
She just gave me her login. Like, just do the thing. Do you ever feel weird when you're on, like, someone else's account?
Yeah, like, I really don't want to fuck up whatever
yeah,
I'm doing.
Yeah, like, when I'm on eBay on my account, you know, scroll, you know. But, like, I was on Camilla's account. I'm like, if I press one wrong link,
yeah,
I'm going to charge her, like, $1,000.
Yes, I feel that exact way. Like, I was using someone's Dropbox, putting something in there for them. And I'm like, mother of God, if I don't treat this correctly.
Yeah. What was nice, though, is I was able to buy the things on her account but actually use my credit card. So
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so I didn't even need to, like, because I was like, Camilla, you know, I might have to borrow, like, $9 from you for a little bit. But as soon as I get it available, I can just refund it to you. And then I realized when I got to the payment screen, I'm like, I can just put in my card.
Nice.
It was just under Camilla's address. And then I...
What'd you buy?
It was just 3 hero clicks that I had listed.
Oh, okay.
Because to get the $50 coupon, you got $10 for listing something before December 10th.
All right.
And then you got $10 more for 4 things that you sold. All so right. You can get a total of 50.
All right.
So you get first $10 for just listing something.
All right.
All the other listings, you didn't get anything for it. But if you could sell 4 things, you get $10 more for each thing you sold.
All right.
So basically, we just turned like... $10 into like $150.
Nice.
So we're gonna buy some expensive Heroescape pieces.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which ones? Cool.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna get ice. We need the ice expansion really bad.
What's that?
Just things like we have like Mr. Freeze, the ice giants, some like ice golems or something. I don't know. We got some other ice guys. But normally on snow and ice, everyone has to treat it as 2 spaces as they're walking, but of course, all the people with ice resistance don't have to. Mm. And they can also heal when they're next to, like, a big ice glacier.
Ooh, that's cool.
And then we're going to get... we might get some stone, like, stalactites or stalagmites or whatever, whichever one comes out of the ground. And then Galactus, maybe.
Galactus would be sweet.
Yeah, Galactus will be sweet.
Is he big?
Yes. Sweet. He also can't move, but he has a range of 25.
Oh, damn!
Yeah, which is... basically across most of the maps we make.
That's awesome.
And he can move terrain.
Huh.
So he just like pick up terrain pieces and just move them.
That's awesome. Galactus is cool.
Yeah.
How much is he?
I don't know, but I gotta assume if you draft Galactus, that's the only... No, you would get one... You can make... Someone could be a herald of Galactus. So basically, you could draft Galactus. Were you talking price?
Yeah.
I'm so used to when someone says how much is he, when Heroescape we talk points, because you have to draft everyone via points.
Gotcha.
And I just realized that halfway through. I'm like, oh, you don't play Heroescape. He's like $50.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
But back to what I was saying. He's a lot of points in the game, so when you play the game, you pretty much draft Galactus, and then you'll draft the Herald of Galactus.
All right.
Which... you'll probably get like 200 extra points, so you can draft like fucking Robin, be the Herald of Galactus. Guys, Galactus is coming. Then one of you. I guess Batman's cheap too. Galactus is coming.
Get out of the way.
Or Alfred. Alfred's like 40 points.
Rachel.
Galactus is coming. Batman.
Batman.
God, anything else for this opening segment? Last week's opening segment was long as shit.
Yeah. Anything Pathfinder?
No, we didn't play this week because Tuz was tired. I'm not going to completely get into that, but how fucking tired can you be?
Is he still taking the car salesman thing pretty seriously?
Yeah. I don't know if he sold any cars, though. Probably. He's probably sold something by now.
Every time, like, I'll see him post stuff on Facebook, like, come down and buy a car. And I just want to be like, yeah, let me grab all my money and come down there.
I'll just come down there right now and buy a car because you asked.
And I needed one.
I'll put it with the 8 other cars I bought from you. No, but this week we're going to do, like, a private session to work out some inner workings of the kingdom, because apparently Stefan and Swanson aren't interested in that.
Make it that whenever Stefan and Swanson are in the kingdom, they have to hold hands.
You know, they probably would.
Or just something really feminine. Like, every time they enter the kingdom, they have to, like, just tickle each other in the streets or something.
Put on a dress.
Put on a you have to wear a dress in our kingdom.
They have to rub each other's scrotums with a feather.
Stop it.
I'll tickle your penis.
Nice. Soundboard.
Andy, you just want to get into gaming news?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
NES Remix contest canceled due to cheating. Nintendo canceled a contest designed to hype the new Wii U downloadable game NES Remix due to cheating. According to a Miiverse post, the Time Attack Challenge asked players to post their best times for Remix Stage 4 for Mario Brothers. The game forces the players to control both Mario and Luigi simultaneously, and Stage 4's goal is to collect all the coins. Participants were instructed to post a screenshot of the stage select screen where the completion time would be posted. The players were also instructed to either type or write the final time in their Miiverse post. They said, quote, "Unfortunately, we confirm that there is a way to exploit the challenge to achieve a faster time. In the interest of being as fair as possible, we decided to terminate the event without recognizing the fastest time."
Photoshop.
Fucking god damn it, people. Stop.
I know.
What is wrong with people?
There's always those people in games, dude.
I just don't get the
always.
Point. Like, I cheated. You didn't win. Yeah. Well, I got the fastest time, but you didn't win.
Yeah. Just fucking... There's every game. Every single game.
Every fucking game.
There's always those fucking people. God damn it.
Like the people that knew the rocket sword switch in Halo 2, which, by the way, was awesome.
And the noob cannon in Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
Which, that was a fun combo.
Stefan used to use the rocket sword switch all the time in Halo 2. Like, he was so good at it, he actually did it in matchmaking, like...
Oh, really?
As a strategy. Yeah. Because, you know, you had to hit a bunch of buttons in, like, combination.
Yeah.
But, like, he could always get it, like, on the first try. So he was the only person that could say, "I call rocket and sword," and would actually get them. Because usually when someone says, "I call rocket and sword," you're like, fuck you. Like, you can have one.
Yeah.
You can have rocket and sword. You crazy? But we'd give Stefan rocket and sword. And I remember one time he was just flying around Foundation, like, back and forth. It was hilarious.
That was a fun glitch.
Yeah, it was. Co-founders of Criterion Games have recently left the company. Alex Ward and Fiona Sperry.
She hot?
I don't know. I don't have a picture of her. The announcement was first revealed by EA to Polygon and later confirmed by both Ward and Sperry on Twitter. According to Ward, the official reason for the move was due to both wanting to go in a new direction with their careers and to form a new studio in the near future.
Not work for EA.
Yeah, God, fuck that.
Oh, hey, you got some money for our game? Oh, now it's like Auschwitz in here.
Yeah. Hey, we got an original idea. you know, it's a really cool story about how much DLC can we make? well, you know, with this kind of game, we can't really make DLC. you know, just because at the end the character dies, bring him back to life. Okay, we're going to go the Fallout route, I guess.
$15.
Yeah.
DLC.
Well, the thing is, it's not really a full-fledged game. It's only about $30. $60. Well, I mean, the game's only, you know, like, 5 hours long. You know, we're... Doesn't really make much sense.
$59.99 Dude, have you seen the Angry Birds trilogy retail? Have you seen that?
No.
It's like $3 to get them on your phone, but if you want to get them for the consoles or the Wii, it's $60 Yeah.
That's the stupidest fucking thing.
Yeah, and they sell.
Yeah.
They sell.
Oh, my God.
They thought it was funny, too.
Yeah. Hackers discover a way to stream PC games on the Wii U gamepad.
Nice.
Yeah, if you're having trouble believing that headline, I assure you it's true. A group of talented hackers have devised a method of reverse engineering the Wii U gamepad to allow users to stream their PC games straight onto the device.
Oh, that's so neat.
The hackers demonstrated how the PC to Wii U streaming works during their presentation at the 30th Chaos Communication Congress, which was held this past weekend in Germany. Footage of the demo can be seen on YouTube, in which a Dolphin-emulated version of Wind Waker is streamed to the gamepad.
Huh.
Wow. Wow. You use the gamepad to stream PC games, and you fucking stream Wind Waker, of all fucking things.
Crisis!
Yeah. Just why would you stream a fucking Nintendo game?
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
Play anything else.
Yeah.
Play fucking Oregon Trail. I don't give a shit.
All right, here's Super Mario Bros. 3 on PC. Stop it.
Battlefield 4 China Rising is banned in China.
The latest I wonder why.
The latest expansion to Electronic Arts Battlefield 4 was banned in China. The game's China Rising DLC tells the story of Admiral Chang, a military leader who begins a coup against the Chinese government and attacks the United States in the process. According to the Wall Street Journal, a copy of the official ban wasn't available, but translated blogs indicated that DLC was banned on the grounds of national security and due to perceived aggression against the Chinese culture.
Anybody can make a... Like, there's video games where bad guys are Americans, right?
Yeah. I don't know if any like big ones though, you know.
Metal Gear.
It just seems like we're like when the bad guys are Americans, it's like a group of people, but yeah. Not like the Americans.
That is true.
Whereas like in games where Americans are the heroes, it's like the Chinese are bad or
the Israel or just the Middle East somewhere in there.
Fake Middle East country here.
Yeah.
Insert Taliban here country is bad.
Yes.
Korea is bad. Russia, bad. Colombia, bad.
South America, pretty bad.
Yeah. Now don't even go to Mexico.
You won't come back.
We need a game where we fight Canadians.
Just call it a boot.
What's this game, boot?
I've heard good things about. What? What have you heard about? No, a boot.
All right, so with that terrible joke out of the way, that will do for gaming news. So let's go into technology.
Bang.
Back in my day.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Dick Combo.
You know what? Screw him. He was supposed to be here last week.
Are your Jimmy still rustled?
Yeah, I'm still a little rustled over that. If you used Yahoo this week, which includes me, you might have malware.
What did they do, or what happened?
Security researchers at Fox IT say they detected a malicious exploit kit among Yahoo's ad network, active since December 30th.
Ugh.
The malware seems to have hit Romania, Great Britain, and France the hardest. But wherever you are, if you've browsed a Yahoo site this week, you may want to run a scan or two.
Dude, that sucks.
Yeah.
Once again, those kind of people. Just there's people out there, dude.
So my waifu, Marissa Mayer, the CEO of Yahoo, not your sister.
Your waifu?
Haven't you ever heard that term before?
No.
Really? Do you internet?
I do, but I guess I don't know. Like,
you usually see that on like I guess I learned it from Tyler, who's always on like JP and stuff like that. But like a cute anime girl or something like that. Oh. I'd be like, oh, that's my waifu.
All right. Right. Is the Yahoo chick hot?
Yes.
Is she?
That's why she's my waifu. One day she will be mine. She was the one that I said, you and I really need to go to Red Lobster. Remember that?
All right. Yeah, I need to look at her face again.
Marissa Mayer.
Oh, yeah.
M-A-Y-E-R. I found out this week via YouTube video, she's got a horrible laugh.
Does she?
It's like, oh, and I'm like, oh, no. Not my waifu. I need to stop saying that.
She's cute.
Yeah, see? And she's the CEO of Yahoo.
And one day she will be mine.
Marissa Runke. Would you take her name?
She has a lot of money.
Yeah. For a lot of money, I would change my name, too.
You know what? Camilla should take your name, but hyphenate it into her name.
We talked about that, and just her name just being insanely, stupidly long.
Yeah. That'd be the funniest shit ever.
There's pictures of her in a bikini.
Nuh-uh. Show me.
Hold on. That was Peyton. Hayden Panettiere or whatever.
There's no way, really?
Well, all right, so...
She's the CEO of a company. There's no way she has bikini pictures.
Oh, my God, is that it?
No, I don't even believe you.
Hold on. I don't...
Oh, God, there's no way.
I know. I'm doing some more research.
But regardless, she's still my future wife.
Is that what waifu stands for? Future wife?
Nah, you know, I can't. You
That's
know
something
what?
An old dad goes
let's,
with.
Let's look it up. Waifu meaning. Wow, that's the first thing that comes up on Google. a fictional character from a... So I guess it has to be a fictional character, technically.
Okay.
From a non-live action visual media that one is attracted to and considers a significant other.
Why do all these fucking posts keep coming up with... bikini, but none of them are her.
I don't know, Andy. Talk about it while I go and close the store.
All right. I mean, yeah, she's cute. Is her laugh like a high pitch or like a low one?
It's high pitch. I wonder if I can find the YouTube video on it right now. Do it on the fly.
Oh my God, this was amongst the pictures.
The fuck?
I think that's Mitt Romney.
In a sailor's outfit?
Oh, Scott Brown.
Scott Brown in a sailor's outfit?
Twisting nipples.
Well, that was like one of the first autocompletes. Marissa Mayer laugh. Laugh compilation. Oh, God.
I really think this is her.
Here we go.
like, what do you do all day?
Oh, my God. That laugh.
I think I should probably change things up a bit. So I think that around the things that we've learned at Google, they're like, I'm brilliant. Click.
And so, no fucking way out, like, she talks like this.
Flattery really does get you everywhere. So I date. Like, and three of them asked for. Yeah.
She's got
that
like.
One isn't as much of a
she starts
to
up
me.
Like a goat.
And yeah, first iteration.
Yeah. So.
I think that's it.
See, that's the thing. You know, if I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this woman, do I really want her laughing like that?
Yeah. Hey, honey, I'm home. Oh, you're so funny. And you're a funny dude, so you'd have to hear that all the time. Oh, God, I married Woody Woodpecker.
Tell you what, we're going to play a game where you wore a ball gag around the house.
It's happening.
Don't laugh at anything I ever say again. I swear to God. I will divorce you and I will take Yahoo for myself.
I will do it.
Andy, does technology help you weather a monster storm?
It keeps me updated and I guess plans my future depending on stuff, yeah.
Definitely keeps me updated. I know I used Twitter to follow OPPD one time when my power was out.
Oh, really?
On my phone, yeah.
They live tweet?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's cool.
They're like, oh, yeah, we got, here's a map of what's out. We're on our way. Luckily, I live in West Omaha, and they come to us first. Just being real, folks. They come here first.
Dude, you have a lot of power outages.
Yes, we do. And it all happened in 2008 when we had a big fucking storm. We never used to have power outages. But we had a big storm, and we had a power outage. And, like, every year since then, we have a power outage.
I know. You get power outages a lot.
Like, something got fucked up. Like, something is not right anymore. like there's a cable loose somewhere, or
every time it just gets windy, it just jiggles,
unplugs.
And I'm gonna plug that thing back in.
Yeah, that's all they do. Yeah, they go up there and plug it back in.
Nobody decides to tape it or fix it or anything. They just plug it back in.
That's why it's so quick. Usually, the power's usually only out for like an hour or something. They come over and they plug it back in. It was out for like got a good 4 hours this summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, damn. That sucked.
Power, no!
I hate when the power's out in the summer. That's the worst.
Yeah.
In the winter, you can at least like put on clothes and like sit by the fireplace or something. Bundle like that. Up. Yeah.
Summer, you just got to deal
with it. Summer, you're just like, ah. It's so hot.
Every time I roll over, I stick.
I guess that's a stupid thing for me to say because I have a pool. I could at least get in the pool.
You can only be in a pool so long.
That's true, before you get pruny.
Nobody likes being pruny.
I wonder if Marissa Mayer has a pool.
I bet she's got like three.
I wonder if she's splashing around in it like...
that fucking laugh, man.
I wonder if she cries really ugly, too. Because I'm just imagining when I propose to her. That's just going to be like...
Dude, people who cry like a fucking, like, a horse getting, like, irritated, like, poked in the side. I've heard, like, a couple of chicks that cry like that. I'm just like,
Stop. Quit crying. Smack them.
There's towels in the kitchen. Clean up.
A city councilman epically resigns with a letter written in Klingon.
I saw that. There was also, I think, it was like a clip show or something, but somewhere in Idaho, some chick made a dance video throughout her office to quit to.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I thought that was really neat.
David Waddell told his mayor, oh God, Chakda Harkwak Jahpaj.
Java?
I probably just fucked that up. Apparently means perhaps today is a good day to resign.
That's pretty awesome that he resigned in Klingon, dude.
Yeah.
Did he do it, like, was it lighthearted about him resigning or what? Because he did it in Klingon? Or I don't know. Is there a reason he's resigning?
He was not pleased as Waddell. The mayor called the letter childish.
Oh. Huh.
Klingons are more about action and less about talk.
He's kind of doing it.
He's sick of the jibber jabbering of local government. That's what the fuck local government is. Mm-hmm. That it's all jibber jabbering. Don't get into local government. And be like, you guys talk too much.
Every time someone just like gets angry about like a new congressman from their state, mm-hmm. I'm like, what did you expect them to do when they get there? It's just a bunch of old fucking dudes just yelling at each other.
I always hate when like there's someone running for Congress here now. Who's like, I'm going to go and change Washington. No, you're not. Shut up. I'm not going to change a fucking thing. He's like, we need a strong conservative voice. I'm like, no, we don't. We don't need another one from this state. Trust me.
We had old people turn down gambling. That's 90% of their customers. Yeah, that fucking raged me. Yeah, when I saw in the background jimmies. When they were talking about that. And they're just, it's all elderly. And I'm like, you guys all go to the fucking casino.
That's just the dumbest thing that they turned down gambling in the state. And not only that, but then had the balls to tell Iowa, hey, most of your patrons are from our state, so you should give us some money.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, fuck you.
Yeah. We turned that down. That's our bad.
Yeah.
God. Iowa's doing fine.
Yeah, I saw all those signs, too. Casino, no.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Fuck you. If you don't like the casino, don't fucking go to it.
Yeah. Come on, man. That'd bring in so many jobs, too.
Yeah, it'd bring a ton of jobs. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
It'd be a fun thing to do.
Hey, man, you bored? I got $20. Let's go to a casino. And I wouldn't have to drive 30 fucking minutes to get to one.
Exactly. We should go to the casino sometime.
I just went for my mom's birthday.
And you didn't invite me?
She didn't invite you. Oh.
Don't worry.
She said your performance has been lackluster.
Did you just make a your mom joke on yourself?
Yeah, but it was kind of a prod at you.
I was just about to say, like, don't worry, I saw her that night. But then you beat me to the punch. Thanks for doing the work for me, Andy.
Yeah.
and my performance is fine. In fact, my stamina is through the roof. I've been working out, Andy. Marissa Mayer told me so.
Oh, waifu! Right there. Oh.
She sounds like Mickey Mouse. Like, oh. I'm sorry, ma'am. I am flaccid. We're done here. I'm out.
Here, I'm just going to turn the music up really loud. And
look, just give me a picture of you. I'll just finish later.
Go home.
All right. Let's just get into the news. God damn it.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
They have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
All right, out of Des Moines, Iowa, police say an Iowa man was arrested after he pulled a knife on his brother during a fight over peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh, I'm so glad this one's so close to us.
Jerome Davis was arrested on Friday after the confrontation with his brother in their Des Moines home. Both men are in their 50s. Davis' accuser told police that he was angry because he believed his brother was eating too many peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Davis allegedly made 3 sandwiches and ate them in the living room and made another less than an hour later. Oh. The guy was hungry, man.
It's a lot of carbohydrates there. Each slice of bread is roughly 15.
Oh, God. He made 4 peanut butter and jellies and this guy's getting pissed.
Davis was charged with domestic abuse with a weapon.
Oh, my God. That's something an old married couple fights about. God damn it, Camilla! It's the 4th peanut butter jelly sandwich you've had.
God damn it, Marissa Mayer, CEO of Yahoo. If you weren't so rich, I'd slug you.
But this 100% white lion robe I'm wearing that you bought me is keeping me down.
White lion robe? I'd feel bad wearing that. I'm not even sure white lions exist. Are there such things as white lions?
Tiger.
Oh, white tigers? Yeah. Well, I know they're endangered as fuck, so yeah. I would be feeling very bad wearing one of those. Yeah, I killed one so I could be a little warm.
It was old. It was okay.
British police are looking for a pair of crooks. They made off with a hive full of sleeping bees.
Oh, my God.
The hive, which was taken from a community garden in Norwich between December 13th and 22nd, contained an estimated 20,000 to 60,000 bees were hibernating for the winter. Police say it would have taken 2 people to move the structure.
I hope they don't realize what it is.
You have got to know if there's bees in there.
I guess. I mean, they're hybrid. Yeah, you're right. If it's got 20,000, then you got to know there's bees in there.
But, I mean, if they bring it inside, are the bees going to be like, oh, hey, it's kind of warm. Looks like it's springtime.
And here we go!
Couple guys walking down the street, like, completely swollen from bee stings. Police walk up to them like, hey, guys, what you been doing?
What'd you learn?
Nothing. Why are you guys looking so bad? 8 shellfish.
You sure? Because we're looking for a couple of bee thieves.
No.
Not us. Sorry.
And they're like, well, can I at least see your ID? And just like bees just come out of his pocket. He's like, oh!
Okay.
That's almost as random as the maple syrup thieves.
Yeah. This is in Florida. I don't have the sound effect ready. I mean, I guess I do. I wasn't.
And a pause.
I didn't know this was going to be in Florida, so. LaKenya Bristol accuses ex-girlfriend Regina Watts of decapitating her sex toys.
What?
That's the accusation that Florida woman LaKenya Bristol, who is 32, is hurling at her former girlfriend, 37-year-old Regina Watts. Bristol was arrested in mid-November for domestic violence. After that, Watts packed up Bristol's belongings and told her to move. When Bristol went through her items, she saw her 3 dildos, but their tops had been chopped off.
Oh, my God.
What do you need 3 dildos for?
I don't know. I mean, I imagine 2 just in case one breaks or you lose one.
A spare, some backup.
Yeah, you got to have the backup.
Second string.
Did you know most of them were dishwasher safe?
No.
Yeah. I mean, That makes sense.
You just pull out a rack in the dishwasher and it's full of dildos.
I'd be so pissed if I was doing like dishes at Panera. I'm like, all right, last load of the night.
Oh, God. Who did this?
Teresa! Not bring this to work.
God damn it, Yahoo CEO Marissa Barrick.
Dude, I always thought if I was rich, I would get one of those dishwasher washers in my house. It'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
Dishes in 1 minute, like dishes done in the minute 50, just...
Fuck yeah, I would totally do that too. Yeah. That's so much better.
Those chemicals would last you for years too.
Yeah.
You wouldn't use it.
According to the police report uncovered by the Smoking Gun, Watts denied any sex toy sabotage and so said the dildo damage must have come after she gave Bristol back her stuff.
Are these chicks lesbians?
Are they lesbians?
They're two women and call each other ex-girlfriends.
I guess I didn't catch that. I'm sorry. Oblivious. I'm sorry.
Breaking Bad contest winner Ryan Carroll runs synthetic marijuana drug operation.
Oh, my God. Of course.
Florida man Ryan Carroll, who's 28, better call Saul. He faces a slew of felony drug charges after police raided his San Carlos Park home Wednesday and allegedly found homemade synthetic drugs.
Oh, my God.
In September, Carroll won a raffle to watch the season finale of Breaking Bad with the cast at a private party in Los Angeles.
Nice. I bet he was pretty happy.
Yeah. He said, if you start watching it, you can't stop, Carroll told Naples News of the show.
I've heard that. Everybody I talk to, they're just like, I can't stop watching it. It's on my Netflix queue. I'll get to it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it either, but I kind of want to get to it.
Yeah. It's on my queue. It's not going away. So.
And finally, a Utah girl gets stuck in a washing machine while playing hide and seek.
Dude, I have thought so many times to hide in a washer / dryer when I was a kid playing hide and seek.
Okay, I was so glad you threw it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you said, no. I thought so many times to hide in a washer or dryer.
No, yeah. Whenever we'd play it, Marissa and I would play hide and seek. I'd always look at the dryer, and then in my head something would be like, nah, that's just not a good idea.
You know what my trick was when I was playing like hide and seek at like night in my neighborhood? Because back when I was younger, there was a lot of kids around here. I would take my shirt off. And I would hang it, like, around a corner.
All right.
And they would kind of see it, and they'd run over there. And then I would, like, jump out of a tree and run to the safe tree.
Nice.
Yeah.
Clever.
Yeah, it was clever. It got cold sometimes, so.
I need my shirt back, please.
Also, they caught on quickly.
Did they? Kids are smart.
Yeah. But it was, a couple times I did it, it was very clever. They're like, oh, I see a shirt going over there.
Were you like, did you feel super accomplished?
Yeah, they go over there, it was just my shirt.
And were you like, bye, bitches!
I'm sitting there next to the safe tree flexing. Although I was like, you know, 8 or 9, so I didn't really have any muscles.
Bring it, bro.
I was just some like skinny kid going,
oh, yeah.
The girl was playing hide and seek with her cousins in her home in South Jordan, Utah, when she decided a washer was a great hiding spot. Nicole Rhodes, the girl's mother, said she really wanted to win. After a while, she decided she wanted out of the washer. Problem is, it was beneath a stackable dryer. Oh.
Oh, no.
And there was only enough space to open and close the washer's lid.
Oh, no.
Her family and friends tried to remedy the sticky situation by using peanut butter.
What?
Ice and warm water. All of those failed. So the family called 911. Firefighters arrived on the scene with an assortment of tools to try and pry the girl out, but solved the predicament by removing the dryer above the machine.
That's honestly like the first thing I would have thought of to see if
I could
remove the dryer.
Or removing the lid. Most washer lids you can like pop off.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Afterwards, we laughed about it, Rhodes said. But at the time, it was scary. Could that really be that scary? I mean, to be honest. Like, I know being stuck is scary, but like if you were stuck in a washing machine, I'd be like, well, you're not going anywhere. I guess I'll go get some tools.
Yeah.
It's not like someone's going to come up and start the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. If I would, like, if the lid wasn't sealed, then I wouldn't be scared. Like, if the lid was sealed and they couldn't get it open, then I'd be a little scared. But yeah, if I could, like, see what's going on around me, then I would not be scared.
And, like, there's actually a picture here if you want to take a look. She's got the upper half of her body out.
Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah, just the lower half of her body stuck.
Yeah, she's fine. I mean, yeah, that's, I guess that'd be a little scary for a little bit, but then like you would just be like,
I guess if you're 11, you'd be scared.
But I'm stuck.
But like I said, if like you were stuck, I'd just be like, well, hang tight. I'm back. You want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
We can just rub it and see if that'll get you out. Yeah. I don't fucking get that.
Andy, let me rub peanut butter on you.
We'll get you out of here.
Is this getting you out?
Not up here.
Okay, well, let me go get Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer. She has money. We can fix this. I come back and I'm like rubbing $100 bills on you. I'm like, is this good enough?
She said, just take this and go. Yeah.
You live in the washing machine now. Here's your money.
I'll bring food every Thursday.
Every Thursday. You'd have to like keep it around you too, because you'd have to be like,
I have to use an arm extend, one of those arm claws.
I come back and you're like almost starved to death because you knocked over all your food. Should have never left you in this washing machine.
Why don't you love me?
All right, so that'll do it for this episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3HitComboPodcast, twitter.com/3HitComboPC. That is the number 3. PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3HitComboPodcast@gmail.com, and I will actually see your emails because they go straight to my tablet. And find us on YouTube. Search 3-Hit Combo Podcast. So for Andy, this is Matt, signing out. Thank you.